You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter Bill Ladson. Bill, it's the special overreact to the smallest possible sample size edition of MLB.com Extras, so we're going to be doing a little bit of that. Nats start the season by scoring 3 runs in 2 games. Again, we're making too much of nothing, but if there was a worry about this club particularly early, this was it, right?
I would say so. There's no question about it. I told you this earlier in spring training that the offense was the thing I'm most concerned about. And Matt Williams also said that he wants to get, he wants to get the easy RBIs. And obviously they haven't been able to do that, so far in 2 games. I mean, they're 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position. So it's really the same old story, you know, regarding last spring, postseason. So it's the same problems. And how they fix it, I have no idea. I mean, I can't say that they're not trying. They're really working hard at trying to get better. But they're just having a problem scoring with runs in scoring position.
Well, you just answered my next question. I'm going to ask it again anyway.
Sure.
You know, the simplest, obvious, and best fix is just to get healthy, and that is going to happen, presumably. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, I mean, are there adjustments to the kind of at-bats guys take? Are there part of it is just bodies. They need to get these guys healthy. But either tactically, strategically, is there anything they can do other than just say, look, it's 2 games and we know this is a good ball club?
I think they are putting too much pressure on themselves. I know they lost 3 major players in Rendon, Span, and Jason Worth, and 2 of them will be back soon. So, I mean, I think they have to realize, hey, just get the job done, be patient, and I think that will get it done. I mean, I cannot blame Matt Williams for what he's done. I mean, I think it comes down to the players, and I think hopefully by today they can get it done. Now, it's going to be tough against Harvey, but you just never know.
On the flip side, the rotation looks entirely as advertised, again, overreacting to a very short amount of time. Have you sure. seen what you expected to see from Max Scherzer and Jordan Zimmermann?
It's the same thing, man. It's just like they just need run support. I mean, Max Scherzer was great. I mean, the reason he lost the opener was because of defense. And Jordan Zimmermann had problems with his slider early on. But, that's a guy I never worry about because he figures it out after, a couple of innings. And then, he was really great after that.
Continuing with overreacting to minuscule sample sizes, the bullpen looks pretty strong very early. I do think it's fair to have a worry about what happens in right-handed setup, having lost a couple of guys, and then one of the guys they brought in, Casey Jansen, is hurt. What are they going to do as far as the right-handed side of setup relief while they are without Jansen?
I think it's pretty simple, Matthew. I told you this again early in spring training. Blake Treinen is going to be the eighth inning guy. I think he's a great move. I mean, they actually see him as a future closer. If Storen doesn't get the job done, believe me when I tell you, Blake Treinen is going to be that closer. And they really impressed with his breaking stuff. His fastball is clocked as high as 95 miles per hour. So I'm telling you, I'm not worried about the bullpen, believe it or not. I just think that they have the right guy in Blake Treinen, and they really believe in him. And I think he's going to be the guy you're looking at to really help this team out.
How does Tanner Roark fit in there?
Well, it's going to be a combination of things. It's going to be long relief. He could come in the short relief as well, like in the eighth inning or the seventh inning. So it's going to be interesting. That's how he fits in. I mean, the guy had a great season as a starter, but because of Scherzer, he has to be in that bullpen. And so far, so good. He's accepted the role. I mean, one thing they can't afford is another Ross Detweiler, where the guy was soaking all year long. And I don't think that's going to happen with Tanner Roark.
Is there any need to keep him at least somewhat stretched out for when the time comes that you need a sixth starter? Or is the sixth starter for this club in the AAA rotation instead of being Roark?
Well, I think it will be Roark as of right now. But it depends. I mean, if they get an injury, there's no question that Roark will be, the guy taking a spot if one of the pitchers are hurt. So I'm expecting Matt Williams to really handle Roark really carefully. He did say he's going to have many roles in the bullpen, but it's going to be interesting to see how far they go when it comes to Roark.
Give us the injury rundown, starting with Anthony Rendon. Where is he at right now?
Nobody knows, Matthew. I mean, as Matt Williams said, it's a week to week type thing. You know, I'm predicting that it could be June when he comes back. I mean, this is a serious MCL injury. I mean, nothing is torn or anything, but it's taken so long to get it done. I mean, he injured the knee March 9th against the Braves. So, I mean, I'm expecting him not to be back for a while, and that's about it.
And what about Jason Worth? That sounds like it's fairly encouraging.
Yes, very encouraging. He's going to be have a rehab assignment starting today with Potomac, and that's good news. We probably see him the first game in Boston. In terms of Denard Span, he's much better than anyone anticipated. He's looking at probably the end of April. And I'm telling you, he's really working his butt off, and he's looked real, real good. He can hit. The thing was running, and so far, so good with the running. And, we got to wait and see what happens.
To sort of circle back to the questions about the kind of broad questions about the offense, it seems like one possible, not a fix, because it doesn't matter that much, but one possible thing to look at is lineup construction. The reason I ask is, Michael Taylor is a guy with a lot of ability, and he can do a lot of things, but he doesn't seem to be your typical table setter, leadoff guy. What has gone into him being the leadoff guy early in the year?
Well, number one, his power. Get a quick run, according to Matt Williams. He has the speed. The guy can run. So that's why they're doing it. They really don't have anyone right now who can steal the bases other than, Michael Taylor. So hopefully, by the time Span gets back, or even Jason Worth, I should say, they'll probably put Taylor down the lineup and have Worth the leadoff hitter. I'm telling you, Worth can be a great leadoff hitter. He did it in 2012 after he came back from the wrist injury, and he was phenomenal, man. He had an on-base percentage close to 400. The guy is that good as a leadoff hitter. He should have been that way really from day one, to be honest with you. So we'll see what happens, but I'm expecting Worth to be that leadoff hitter when it's all said and done.
I was just about to ask you about that. I mean, is he open to that? Because he's clearly got the skill set. He's got some power, but he's not a guy who swings for the fences. He certainly would seem to have that ability. I realize it's the manager's choice, but also the manager doesn't do that with a veteran like that without making sure he's bought in. Would Worth buy in? Was that something that you could see happening?
There's no question. He did it for Davey Johnson. I don't see it any different than with Matt Williams, to be honest with you. And I'm expecting Worth will do anything to help this team win. I mean, like Bryce Harper, although he doesn't say it out loud like Harper, he wants to win another championship badly. So he will do anything to help this team win. He did it in 2012. And after he came back from the wrist injury, I think he'll do it again.
You mentioned Harper and continuing with the overreacting to tiny sample sizes, he's looked awfully good early, hasn't he?
No question about it, Matthew. And you know what I like about Harper right now? He's going the other way. He's not trying to pull everything. And he had two hits yesterday, both to the opposite field. And I like the way he's going about it. I mean, he knows that he can't afford to strike out a lot, which he will. But, I mean, he's really trying hard to be an all-complete player.
You keep setting me up beautifully, Bill. I'm wondering when you look at Harper, he's shown nearly every skill at some point. He's certainly shown power. He's shown strike zone discipline. Mm-hmm. He's shown defensive tools. He's shown base running. The one thing he hasn't really shown at the big league level is a top level hit tool. Do you think there's a 300 hitter in there, if not this year in his career? Do you think he's a guy who can hit for average, or do you think he's going to be a guy who's maybe a 270 hitter who does everything else? And that, don't get me wrong, that's a great player. 270 with walks and power and defense, right, is a great player. But do you think there's a 300 hitter in there?
Yes, I do. And you know what? I think as long as he has his father by his side, I think Bryce Harper, you know, will be a 300 hitter one day. I just think right now, like the rest of the hitters, they're trying to do a little too much because of all the injuries that they've had. But once things are back to normal, I expect Bryce Harper to have that high average and drive a lot of runs. I'm already high on him in terms of hitting home runs, driving in runs. I'm expecting the average to be even way up there when it's all said and done.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.